I am joined this afternoon by Gabrielle Luis and Justin Evan Thompson. Hello.
How's it going? Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Thanks for coming in and speeding from class.
Right.
What class did you have today?
It was analog technology for sound engineering.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's a fun class for sure.
Kind of applies to what we're doing here.
Right, exactly.
Well, welcome both of you. So let's get started and hear some music.
Sure.
Justin, would you grace our ears?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll start with a tune I haven't recorded yet. It's pretty new. It's called Wherever Your Feet Are. The idea came from my grandpa used to say, they can't eat you. And this was in reference to like anyone you might worry might come after you, like debt collectors, your neighbor, because your dog gets out in their yard or whatever. But just people,
litigators,
anybody who might be coming after you. And he used to say, they can't eat you. And he used to say it more to my dad than to me because I think I was too young to have that apply to me. But it just got me thinking, you know, like, what is the worst they can do to you? And that's like a line in this song.
That's pretty remarkable. I think it's appropriate on this day of Dia de los
Muertos,
remembering your grandfather.
Exactly, totally. Yeah, this one's for him. His name was Jack Thompson. All right. There ain't nothing to fear, my sweet little dear. The worst they could do is crucify you. Maybe they'll eat you, itch it much worse. Maybe they'll draw and quarter you first. What's the worst they could do to you? It ain't never that bad. You see, I never had to learn how to run. That's in the bones of every mother's son. And I never had to learn how to fight any more than evening had to learn to be night. No, I had to learn to let them just come. Pass over me like an angry storm. Yeah, the worst they could do to you, it ain't never that bad. 'Cause I spent too many years on my toes, and the rest I spent on my heels. Now wherever my feet are, I stand right above them. I think everyone should know how that feels. I think everyone should know how that feels. Yeah, well, don't you believe all the hellfire lies? The concrete was split, I swallowed the sky. Mankind will bathe in blood and disease. Every God-fearing thing will be quaking at the knees. Now you gotta learn to let them just come and pass over you like an angry storm. Yeah, the worst they could do to you, it ain't never that bad. But I ain't saying you gotta be brave. I ain't saying you gotta be tough. Just wherever your feet are, you stand right above them. And I promise you, that's enough. Yeah, I promise you, that's enough. Don't spend too many years on your toes. Don't spend any time on your heels. Wherever your feet are, you stand right above them. I think everyone should know how that feels. I think everyone should know how that feels. I think everyone should know how that feels.
Wherever Your Feet Are, that's Justin Evan Thompson live here on the studio for Freeform on KUNM. All right, that was beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
For gracing us. And Gabrielle, you've been on the show, not my show, but you've been on with us at KUNM before. And last time I came just to kind of chat with you because I had told Matthew how you came to Las Vegas, New Mexico, my hometown, many years ago, and your dress was wrinkled. And I remember that I was like, okay, well, I could steam that for you because my so dad awesome. Had a clothing store. And it just kind of like rocked my 13-year-old world or however old I was. And I'll always remember that. But that was much long time ago when you first came to this state.
Well, it's probably very memorable for me, too, because I'm reputed to usually wear the same dress performance after performance, so it was probably so wonderful to have a the equivalent of an ironed robe on.
Yeah. That was a great show. You were with David Reinhardt.
Yeah.
Do you know where he is these days?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do. He plays with a group called Chimney Choir in Denver, Colorado, and they're a wonderful band, and they have lots of records out that they've been releasing the last 5 years. So.
Oh, yeah. Cool. I'm going to have to look into that.
I think you'll like it. Yeah.
I lost touch with him after that. But so you were going to say about that visit to Las Vegas.
Yeah, well, it was so funny. We were talking just before the show about an interesting experience I had going through Las Vegas. You know, I don't think it was that time, but it was around that era when I was traveling a lot and playing at the Traveler's Cafe every couple of years. This time I had blown a tire. You know, I think I was on my way to Truth or Consequences or maybe Hillsborough. And it was a matinee show, so I needed to be there around 2 p.m. So I left Denver, where I was living at the time, at about 6 in the morning. And I started driving, and I drove through the sunset, and I watched the sun come up while I was listening to some great music. And I had borrowed, a boy I was dating at the time had a Z car, which is like a really funny, very male sports car. And I had borrowed it for this particular solo tour that I was doing. And right when I got to the exit for Las Vegas, my tire blew. And it was good timing, because I was at the exit.
Right.
So I kind of hobbled off the exit, and you probably remember right at the exit, there's a big tire store. There's that large sign that says,
"This is true."
Tires. And I thought, oh, that's so perfect. And so I just kind of hobbled up to the tire store, and then I realized, well, because it was Sunday, they were closed. So I was out of luck, but I continued to hobble down the road, driving on the rim, and I came to another kind of auto parts store that I don't even think really had a storefront. It was pretty ramshackle.
And sounds like Vegas.
Yeah, and it was the neighborhood was, I think, ramshackle as well. And I parked, and I started walking up, and I saw in the open, the garage door was open, and in the opening I started to see the scene evolve of these three auto mechanics that were butchering a bull inside of the garage. And there was, like, the rump was, like, hanging from the same pole by which they suspended some of the tires, and the head was kind of scooted off to one side. It was all in different parts. And I was fascinated, you know, and I said, I explained the situation. I really have to make this gig in Hillsborough. Do you think you could change the tire for me? And, you know, they said, well, as you can see, we're a little
busy.
But I somehow managed to convince them to do it. So they said, okay. So they scooted the head aside, and they made a little bit of space. And they fished out this plastic party chair for me to sit on that seemed sort of clean, and they fired up the machines, and they changed my tire, and I asked them a lot of questions, and I was really curious. I'd never seen anything like this before.
But your / auto shop?
Yeah.
Question mark?
Multi-purpose, good for, you know, small towns. Anyway, long story short, they did change the tire. While I was sitting there talking to them, they asked me if I spoke Spanish, and I said that I was learning, and they said, oh, how are you learning? And I said, well, I sing songs in Spanish, and that gives me vocabulary. And they said, oh, will you sing us a song? And so I said, sure, why not? And I got out my little classical guitar, and amid the butchered bull parts and dirty auto tools, I sang a Argentine tango for these gentlemen. And as soon as I was done, they fired up the air compressor to inflate the tire.
Oh, that was lovely. Okay, now let's get to business so we can get back to butchering our bull. Yeah, that's great.
Funny.
I thought that was appropriate and kind of a caricature of Las Vegas.
Totally.
My hometown.
I'll never
Love
forget
that
it.
Place.
Never forget it. Yeah, it was lovely, actually.
And it was lovely meeting you then, and you've come a long way, and you're still making these beautiful albums for me to collect, and I do so enjoy that, so thank you. So let's hear some more music.
Sure. Well, here's a song called The Graveyard Ballet, and I thought that it would be nice to play today because of the Dia de los Muertos theme. And this is it's just an imagined tale about a widowed ballerina, and she goes to mourn her husband in the graveyard and observes the natural phenomenon taking place around her, and it stimulates her memory. So,
enjoy.
She moves through the crowded streets, satin slippers on her feet. She comes every Sunday, brings a bouquet, slipping through the iron gate, the dying day rests in golden rays. Filing down the aisles to a seat that is saved with her name for the graveyard ballet. The graveyard ballet. Tonight they are dancing in the graveyard ballet. The graveyard. They are dancing in a graveyard ballet. The chatter of a passing breeze falls to the hush of remembering. Of paper mache. The night conducts a melody, a symphony stirs in the leaves. She can feel him lift her by the waist when the shadows play. They are dancing in the graveyard ballet. The moon drops like a spotlight on the cemetery stage. The clouds part like a curtain for the graveyard ballet. If you're the type, you can hear the crinoline sway in the graveyard ballet. The graveyard ballet. Tonight they are dancing in the in the graveyard ballet.
Graveyard Ballet. That's Gabriel Luis live here in the studio for Freeform on KUNM. We are joined by Justin Evan Thompson, and it is my pleasure to have you both on this beautiful, haunty Dia de los Muertos.
Yeah, it's perfect weather for you.
Yeah, it really is, yeah.
We've been playing some spooky songs this afternoon, I admit, and some kind of haunting, sad songs, but it's a day for remembering our ancestors and for remembering them with reverence.
Yeah.
I've been playing music along that theme, but also trying to get the audience ready for you and your particular style of Americana.
Yeah, folk Americana. Sure. Yeah. Americana is kind of this catch-all phrase, but people have been picking up on the kind of, there's a few little jazz threads in what I do too, so it's sort of genre blending, I think. Yeah, but I have a song that is exactly along those themes of remembering our ancestors. In fact, it's one that Justin and I wrote together, and it's a corrido. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Well, in New Mexico, and it's a song about Frida Kahlo and Diego Rivera. And so the idea, as I understand it, of a corrido is that it remembers a historical event. It's a ballad that remembers a historical event. And so in this case, it's written mostly in English, but we wrote it together to commemorate the love affair of those two wonderful and pioneering artists.
Yes. and if you look up No Moon at All, you're going to find a Mel Tamé song. And I noticed this because I had this song stuck in my head, and I couldn't remember that it was you. But I was singing to myself, like, No Moon at All. And then I looked it up on YouTube, and it's like a jazz number.
Oh, no.
So
we're going to have to fix that.
Not to be confused with other versions, this is Gabriel Luis's No Moon at All for Frida.
For Frida, yeah. We'll have to get it up on YouTube as soon as we leave. Yeah,
but
just do a quick retune.
But yes. I like it. The favorite lyric that pops to mind is just that they said that their love, I can't remember, but of course you would.
Well, it's their story is so riveting. You know, we decided to write this song because we'd read this article about her that was published in the New York Times when they rebuilt her house, Casa Azul, from Mexico City in New York.
Oh.
And Justin and I saw this article, and he was toying around with this beautiful theme on the guitar that is really the bulk of the music in the song. And we said, that sounds like really appropriate. Why don't we write that about Frida? And so we started reading about her and read about her at great length. We read her biography, which is very thick. And their love story is just so beautiful. Diego was 20 years older than Frida,
yep,
and working at the school where she went to high school, her preparatory school. And she used to kind of taunt him at that point, like steal his lunch while he was working on his scaffolding and call him names, like yell up at him and then disappear. And then she got a bit older and she started painting herself, and she became sort of infatuated with him and his work. And she visited him again on the scaffolding, and this time she brought her art, and she just simply demanded, I mean, he really didn't know her from anyone, and she just demanded that this international celebrity painter come down and give feedback on her self-portraits.
Yes.
And I mean, he didn't know what else to do. He came down. He ambled down from his scaffolding, and he took a look at her self-portraits, and he said, yes, they're beautiful. And then he essentially asked her on a date, and they found themselves later that night in the cobblestone streets of Mexico City, and they had their first kiss. And so they say, and these two artists are, of course, wonderful storytellers, the both of them, but so they say,
right,
when their lips came together, the street lamps dimmed. And that when their lips came apart, the street lamps came on again.
It was that powerful.
It was that powerful, yeah. Exactly.
All right. We'll hear No Moon at All live in the studio.
After Frida, no one ever loved Diego like a fire in a wheat field under a fountain of stars. When they first kissed, the street lamp sparked and dimmed. You've seen the sun's lonely milk pan daughter, thrown a stone, watched her dance on the water. Heard a ring in the sky like an old watched her wane to a whitewashed seashell. She turns her head not to hide her crying, and reflect that we all live dying. No moon at
No moon at all. That's Gabrielle Luis live here in the studio. We're broadcasting live from the University of New Mexico, and you're listening to Freeform on KUNM. My name is Jalila Arthur, and I'm joined in the studio by Justin Evan Thompson.
Hello.
And Gabrielle Luis.
Hello.
And it is such a pleasure to have you here. We're going to let you know that they will be appearing in concert November 12th at the Outpost Performance Space. Doors open at 7:30?
I think maybe 6:30. I think the concert starts at 7.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Oh, I could be wrong about that, though. Anyone should look it up.
Yeah, doors open at 6:30.
What's the ticket link?
The ticket link is through the Outpost's website.
Outpost Performance Space.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. And that's right here on Yale in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
So we look forward to that. And you have a show coming up. You'll be appearing on Freeform with Carol Boss.
Yeah, on the 9th.
On the 9th.
In
so
about 10 days.
You can listen for Gabrielle again, and we just definitely want to let you know about their event. And let's hear one more song. We've heard Justin Evan Thompson perform Wherever Your Feet Are. We've heard Gabrielle Luis perform Graveyard Ballet and No Moon at All. So how about a joint one?
Yeah, we're thinking about what we could do together. And so Justin and I frequently help one another write, but this is one that we can perform together as well. It's a newer song of mine. It's called Pockets Full of Faith. And actually, he helped me finish it. Justin's going to play the harmonica and sing some harmonies. And this song is just kind of a joyous, like, get up and get out of town, get some movement happening in your life. And so since we've played a couple of ballads, I thought it would be nice to bump it up.
After all, today's a celebration. Yeah. I mean, you know, I love the sound of that. So, Gabrielle Luis, Justin Evan Thompson with Pockets Full of Faith.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Till I made up my mind for the final time. My pockets full of faith. My pockets full of faith. It's gonna feel real good to leave here and lighten up the weight. Watching fear disappear in the rearview mirror. In my pockets full of faith. My pockets full of faith.
My pocket's full of faith.
Thank you so much, Jalila, for having us.
Yes, thank you guys for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Sure.
Running from class.
That was great. It was fun.
Looking forward to your event. Just going to confirm that information for all of us. So November 12th, 7:30 p.m. is when the event starts. Doors open at 7. Gabrielle Luis with Meredith Wilder, Justin Evan Thompson, and Kevin Herrig at the Outpost Performance Space here in Albuquerque. November 12th. Cool. So glad to help, you know, put the word out
Thank you.
And have you come and perform for us live here in the studio. It's an honor. It's a pleasure.
We truly appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much, and hope to have you back on sometime.